Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's obviously a great honor. I think there's a lot of people that are very deserving of this award, and a great game by our team. Great, a lot of individual players played phenomenal. It was a real test for our team, and we just wanted to be up there. Any questions?
Tom, I know it's relatively early on in the process, but can you comment at all about where your place in the game might be after a fourth Super Bowl battle?
You know, I've never thought much about that, and you know, I'm still kind of in the midst of my career. So, you know, I just love the game. I love playing. I love representing our team. All the guys work really hard. It's a big commitment that a lot of players make to play this game, and it's a lot of sacrifices, a lot of support from a lot of people that love you and can support you. So, probably the most gratifying thing is to win the game and then to celebrate with your teammates and your loved ones. And we've been on the other end of this two times in the last 7 years. You know, being ahead late in the game with the chance to win it, and not closing it out. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do it. And like I said, it took a lot of coach talks, you know, all week about how it was going to take all 60 minutes, and it certainly did. And we never broke our will. We were down 10 in the fourth quarter, and, you know, being on the 1 yard line with 20 seconds left, but the guys never gave up, and you fight to the end, and great things happen. So it was great for our fans, you know, great for the people that support us, and just really proud of our accomplishment. Got to put it in the bank, as coach always says, and that's where you need it. It's there when you need it. So the fourth quarter, you know, I thought we did a great job moving the ball all night. I made a few pretty stupid throws to really kind of get our team in a hole. We lost points there on the first drive. You know, gave them a touchdown there to start the third quarter. So that wasn't the way that we talked about the game going, but I thought we had a great plan. You know, coaches worked so hard to get us players prepared. We had two really great weeks of practice, and you know, it paid off. So it shows up in the biggest games, and we've had a lot of clutch performers on our team. We've shown that all year. We've dealt with a lot of adversity from the start of the year all the way up through the end. So it was just great to be able to finish it out.
Tom, you win three times in 4 years, and then you go 10 years without winning. Does it give you a greater appreciation of how tough the process is to actually win one of these things?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I was a young kid when we won those first three. Almost, I know in 04 after we beat the Eagles, I was like, God, you know, just ready for this to be over. Can the off season start? And just because we had experienced it, and you know, obviously with some perspective of that game, it's a hard thing to get here, and then it's a hard thing to win the game, playing against the other best team. You know, obviously, one play here, one play there, all things change, and we've been on the other end of that, too. So I'm proud that we got a chance to really finish it out. And some guys made just huge plays at the end of the step, but they made a phenomenal catch down to get to the 5 yard line. And Marshall had a great run to get to the 1.5, and we came up with, obviously, the play of the game that Malcolm made. So he's been doing it to me in practice all season, so it was actually nice to see him pick somebody else off. So I'm so happy for him.
Hey, Tom, congratulations. After that Kansas City game, could you ever imagine that we'd be here in this scenario? And what did it take to turn the season around?
Yeah, well, after that particular game, you know, I don't think you think that far in advance. And we focused on the process of building our team. And you know, I think so much of what has made our team special is the discipline, the hard work, the situational football. You know, coach grinds us pretty hard every day, and the expectations are high every day. You know, you just can't go out there and run around and break a sweat and think that you're doing anything. You got to get the work done, and you got to do it the right way. And I know we didn't start the year great, but you know, 2-2 is not bad, all things considered. And I thought we had a lot of belief in one another. Belief we had a great training camp, we had a great offseason, and we went, you know, went into those games believing that we could win. The big draw didn't turn out that way, but you know, that's life, and you got to fight through it. There's nobody that could have changed what we were doing except the guys in our locker room. And we believed in one another. That was the most important thing. And like I said, we got a lot of support from our family and friends along the way. And, you know, here we are.
Hi, Tom. Julian obviously made the big catch, but about 10 minutes ago, he took this huge hit.
Yeah.
Were you concerned at all that he'd be able to come back, especially given he missed, I guess, a couple of games with concussions earlier in the season? Was that ever a concern of yours?
Yeah, he took a big hit. I mean, I thought, obviously, one of the other big plays of the game, we were backed up third long, and you know, he found a way to ran a great route on an in cut. I put it on him, and Cam, who's a big safety, you know, laid a good shot on him. And, you know, he got up and kept running. You know, obviously, they ruled him down, but it was a huge hit. And, you know, he's, I mean, for a guy who started as a college quarterback, went to junior college in San Mateo where I grew up. Grew up in the same area, and just to see what he's accomplished in his career, to go from punt returner for our team, you know, tried to work his way up the depth chart, and you know, got an opportunity last year and took advantage of it, and had really put the work in over the course of his entire career. So, you know, it speaks to him and his work ethic, his upbringing, his character, what he's all about. So, it's a just a phenomenal player who played, obviously, the game of his life and the biggest game of his career. So we had a great time last night celebrating, talking about it. And it's great to see it. I'm real proud of him.
Right. Tom, given the record-setting performance that you had last night, I'm just curious how you feel like the findings of the investigation into the footballs of the AFC Championship game should reflect on your legacy.
Well, I'm just, you know, I haven't had much thought into that, so we've just been focusing on, you know, our game, and I'm sure that stuff will take care of itself over the next, you know, however long it takes. But it was a great accomplishment by our team, you know, last night. It was a great victory, and we should all be proud. You know, we get to go to a parade and celebrate, and that'd be a lot for me. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Hey, Tom. Congratulations. When Chris made that juggling catch, you had him David Tyree flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of turned away. I saw Malcolm make a great play, and he tipped it. And I turned my head, and then the guy got up and started running. And I said, so what happened? And I saw the review, and I couldn't believe it. So, I felt like we were going to win the whole game. And then, they made that catch. And then I had a little bit of doubt. And then, you know, we made a great play. So, like I said, we've been on the other end of some great catches and not being able to finish it out. And this time we made the play. So there was no fight, nobody lost confidence, obviously, on defense. It was, you know, a lot of fight that the team had. And it took a 60-minute game. It took 99 yards, you know, on the football field to hold them out, and we did it. So it's a great feeling.
Tom, you're known as a skilled competitor, a fiery leader. But yesterday, during that interception, you saw a look on your face like you were a 10-year-old kid jumping up and down on the sideline. What were the emotions you were going through? Is that what you looked like when you were 10 years old playing football?
I didn't get to play football until my mom wouldn't let me play until I was 13. So I was on my street growing up playing football. But yeah, it was, you know, it's a game of emotion, and it happened so quick. So it was just a, obviously as emotional as you can be at that point. There was a lot of highs and lows to the game. And that was a great high. So it took a big effort. Like I said, Malcolm, you know, made a huge play to save our season. And, you know, it took a lot of guys, a lot of effort, a lot of individual effort. And collectively as a team, you know, we made that play to get the job done.
Last question.
Tom, last night Jimmy Garoppolo was saying that Malcolm Butler is quite the character, and he chuckled and he wouldn't elaborate. Can you fill in the blanks for us about him?
Well, Malcolm's, you know, he's I'm sure Coach could speak to, you know, Malcolm's, you know, history and his college experience and so forth. But, you know, he made a mark in rookie in the OTAs. Coach, we don't put numbers on our jerseys. For what reason, I don't know. Coach will explain. I'm not sure. I wish I knew. But this one player just kept making plays. And I kept going, who is that? You know, who's that guy? You know, running down balls, and he had great quickness, great speed, great jumping ability, played the ball so well, and, you know, intercepted passes all season long and practiced in the scout team and got some opportunities as the season went along to play on defense. And, you know, it all leads to that particular moment. So you put a lot of hard work in over the course of the season, and Malcolm did that. And, you know, to recognize a formation, a play, and put it all together in your mind as a young player, it was you know, the perfect play at the perfect time. So it was a you know, obviously none of us will forget that play, and I'm just you know, I'm proud of him, proud of our team, and you know, it's a great victory. Thank you guys.